Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. Hey guys, so by Auntie Google's definition of self-understanding, it is a noun. It is an awareness of an ability to understand one's actions and reactions. I go a little deeper and I typed in, what do you mean by self-understanding? Definition of self-understanding. Understanding of oneself, such as a knowledge or understanding of one's own capabilities, character, feelings, or motivations. Self-knowledge, human self-understanding, gaining a greater sense of self-understanding. Why am I saying all of this? In life in general, in whatever aspect of your life, understanding yourself allows you to understand a lot of other things, gives you answers to a lot of questions. Shay, what are you talking about? So, this was a while ago, probably like a month and a half, that I was talking to this guy. And we would hang out sporadically. Like, I wasn't all up on his jock. He wasn't all up on mine. I had just gotten out of a situation that was a really serious one to me. It wasn't to them, but it was to me. So when I met this person, it was just like taking it slow, be friends, you know, whatnot. All of a sudden, I noticed that I wouldn't hear from him as much as I would in the beginning. Hands up if you ever been in a situation like that. How they were in the beginning, once they got comfortable, they not like that after a couple weeks in, or the honeymoon stage passes, or if that's you, shame on you. I'm joking. Anyways, so we follow each other on social media. He usually likes my stuff. I like his stuff as well. And then I noticed when I would send him text messages, he would not respond. But when I sent him messages on Instagram, he would. So because, you know, I just was like oblivious, I guess, I just continued to just keep normal conversations, normal for what it is, with this person. One day he posted something on Instagram story and I was like, oh, that's fire. You look good. Just a compliment. I noticed he looked at the message, and then the next thing he posts a picture on his social media with him and a girl. So I was like, oh, so you got a girlfriend now. That why you been acting funny style, and that why you don't be texting me on your phone. You only be messaging me on Instagram. What does this have to do with self-understanding? I had to take it back a notch for myself because I realized this was an ongoing pattern. Like, I would start cool with a guy and then it'll just like fizzle off. And then in a blink of an eye, he in a full relationship with somebody else. And he didn't want to be in a relationship with me. Self-understanding is to actually be honest with yourself and sit back and see, why does this keep happening? Because you could be lazy and blame everybody else, but the common denominator is you. All these other men do not know each other, at least I don't think. So what is a common denominator between all of them? It's me. So I sat down and I wrote out all these people that this has happened to me, similar situations. How did it start? How did it end? Are we cool now? How was I acting? Da, da, da. And I realized that I'm a giver. I give more than what the person is giving me. Because subconsciously in my head, I feel like, you know, you always raised this way, treat people how you want to be treated. Literally my guideline in life, but my guideline is bullshit because me treating people how I want to be treated doesn't give me that outcome. In turn, it usually gives me a person who takes advantage of me or doesn't see the goodness, hey, and the queen things that I am. And then it leaves me by myself. And everything that I wanted from them, they are now given to someone else. So then I sat down and I thought even more. If y'all have a therapist, I suggest you have one. I talked to my therapist and I asked her straight up. I said, am I the issue? Am I expecting too much from people? Am I doing too much? And before she answered, I said, you know what though? The problem is that I shouldn't expect nothing from anyone. Like, low key, nobody owes me nothing. They don't. They do not owe me nothing, like a goddamn thing. Real talk. And a lot of times we go into situations expecting stuff from people, and when they don't do it, we get disappointed, and then we compensate by us doing more. Somehow in our head, I guess that omits them doing less. I don't know. Women are fickle. We fickle. Though people don't owe me anything, I still have a guideline of how I should be treated. So though they don't owe you nothing, sis, they don't owe you respect, they don't owe you a good morning, they don't owe you compliments, they don't owe you taking you out on dates, they don't owe you none of this stuff, but that doesn't mean you have to settle. Because though they don't owe you that, there is someone out there who is actually going to do it because they want to and not because they feel like they have to. It's because they actually want to. And that is when you hit the sweet spot. That's when you hit the jackpot. When you find a person who wants to do these things because they want to. And not because they feel like they're obligated to do it now because we are dating. Or because we are girlfriend and boyfriend. Or because we are husband and wife. Or because you're my best friend. Or because you're my mom. Or because whatever it is. They are doing it because they want to, not because there's a title or some sort of attachment with it. So let's go back to self-understanding. Once you know yourself, I am a giving person. I am an introvert extrovert, meaning in the beginning, I gotta scope out the neighborhood first. But once all is swell, I will leave and you would have thought I knew everybody on the block. Because that's just how I am, right? I'm a lover. I could fight somebody if I need to, but I ain't, you know, peace and love and blessing. Yeah, yeah. I'm very attentive. I'm a good communicator. All this, I know myself. I know what happens when I like someone. And when I feel like it's going somewhere, like, you're not going to get this all in the beginning. But once I see something, it feels like it's forming, you get that side of me. Unfortunately, this sometimes pushes guys away. Or they feel like, well, if I could get all of this from her and we not even in a full relationship, why do I even need to give her a full relationship? I'm already getting all this stuff. Let's keep it a buck. I'm already getting all this stuff from her. Why? And then men like the chase. So if he don't have to chase me, which I had to do some self-reflection, if he not chasing me no more, the hunt isn't fun anymore. What is there left in a man's, because, you know, they slow. What is there left to do? What is there left to do? So I'm about to look for somebody else who I could chase, who gives me a fight. Like, not like crazy fight, but like, you know, give me a fight. And I'm going to move on accordingly. Even though this girl right here, like, she's bomb. She's attractive. We have a good time. She cooks. She does all this stuff. The chase still isn't there anymore. So, I'm about to move on. That's how I feel that guys be thinking. And that's why I feel like why I keep getting into these situations. But let me know. Am I the only person who notices stuff like that? Or, and people who are in a relationship right now, no offense, I love you so much. Peace and blessings to your union. I wish y'all all the best. But I really don't want to hear what you guys say right now. Well, girl, you know, wait your time. You know, he's going to... I get it. But I just want to have a singles, like, conversation. Because, you know, a lot of things happen. And, yeah, your relationship friends can give you good advice. But some advice, they can't. They're not going to understand it. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Let me know, have you guys been through anything like this? Do you notice the same patterns that keep happening in men, with men in your life, in it, that come in and out your life? Let me know. Email me at connect@essenceofshay.com, or if you're following me on social media, like Instagram and stuff, at Essence of Shay, send me a DM and let's have a conversation, because I think the first step is just to understand yourself and be brutally honest. If you can't be honest with anybody else, be honest with yourself. What do you bring to the table for real? What can you scale back on? What do you not ever, what you do not need to ever do again? Be honest with yourself. What are you doing that are pushing people away? Self-reflect, self-understanding. Hopefully by doing that, you are allowing yourself to change these patterns or fix some things so we don't have the same stories. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Just Living. And men are driving me nuts. If you enjoyed this, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're following me or listening to me on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Leave your comments. Let these people know I'm popping. Or if you don't think I'm popping, let them know. Hey, it is what it is. I mean, I ain't everybody's cup of tea. But I enjoy you guys. Thank you for coming each and every week. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.